This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Sika malama kumvelo ka Hadebe. If you are just joined in, and I'm with you up until 1 p.m. right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. So right now we're going straight to a Health Talk Tuesday. We deal with everything that it has to do with the health on a Tuesday. As we just did a series review of a series called The Doc. You can still send me your comments on that one and tell me what you think about it on 0681608832. But right now, I have a guest that is joining me right now. And it's crazy because Hlangene ubungane kuphela nje right here in studio. So yeah, MUT Radio singabe yakahadebe one time. But yes, I do have Mr. Siyabonga wakahadebe joining me live right here on MUT Radio. Today we are speaking about mental wellness and prostate cancer. Sikhuluma abantu besilisa actually today. So I'm just going to quickly welcome him on MUT Radio. Welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you. Siyabonga, my brother.
Yes, so just before we go in too deep, we're speaking about men's wellness, mental wellness, and also we're speaking about prostate cancer. So is there any link between the two?
Prostate and?
And mental wellness?
Not necessarily, but one can always connect any disease with mental health, because if you've got mental health issues, there's a lot of imbalances in your body which makes you prone to develop infections or inherited disease.
Yes, so maybe if we could start, so why is it important maybe for men to start prioritizing maybe their health both mentally and physically?
Okay, my brother, for a long time, men have always been taught to tough it up, you know, to be strong, indotaikali, you know. So as a result, have adopted some mindset that to seek some help or medical help shows that you're vulnerable, which is a sign of weakness, which is not entirely true. So from a biomedical perspective, I would say it is important for men to start prioritizing their health, because Aban Beslisa had higher risk for several preventable conditions such as your heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and certain cancers. So these diseases often develop silently, and they are only detected when they've already done some damage. So on the mental health side, we've got stress, anxiety, and depression, which affects men just as much as it affects women. But unlike with men, these are less likely to be diagnosed, because men are less likely to talk about it or even seek help. So ignoring emotional well-being can lead to burnout, substance abuse, or even suicide in severe cases. So it's very important that men need to prioritize their mental health, because it makes them make better decisions, build stronger relationships, and even perform better academically or even professionally.
So maybe if I can ask, maybe you know that men find it hard to maybe come out about these things, maybe about their health. Maybe if you can take us through, maybe what are some of the factors that contribute to that, to men finding it hard to open up and talk about these things?
Yeah, just like I mentioned, my brother, men, yes, really find it hard to talk about their feelings. From the youngest age, we are always taught to be strong, tough, indoda ikhala. So, lokho kufundiswa abantu besilisa ukuthi indoda kumele iqine ingakhombisi ukuba buthaka. Over time, it creates the belief that, showing emotion is weak. So, many men, one, fear judgment, the worry that what others will think about them if they express themselves. Abantu besilisa abaningi haven't even learned how to recognize or even describe how they feel, which makes it difficult to talk about what exactly is going on in their minds. Okay. And also, cultural expectations don't help either, because in some some communities, men are expected to solve our problems. They are expected to provide, but they are not taught to how to share emotions or how to open up. So the main fear is to be seen as being weak or vulnerable or maybe losing control. So it is very important to create safe spaces and encourage open conversation, and remind men that actually to speak up and to seek medical help is real strength.
Yes. Yeah, I hope by as well. Open up for today is nothing wrong with opening up. So maybe if you can just move on to the mental wellness side, maybe what are some of the signs that maybe you can spot as a man to see that I am struggling with the mental health?
Well, with men, it's very difficult, because men can be struggling silently and go unnoticed for his catechism. So you might notice some behavioral changes, that the man is always tired or just not interested in the things that he used to love. Okay. He may be not sleeping well, drinking more to cope. Abanye, they isolate themselves, thinking ukuthi kuyobasiza ukuthi babe in their space bodwa. But again, the real strength isn't just about keeping it all inside and try to deal it on your own. It's about speaking up and asking for help and finally support one another.
Yes. Maybe now from your own perspective, maybe what are some of the things that maybe the communities around us or maybe society can help to encourage men to seek professional help and talk about their challenges, maybe without feeling they are being judged?
Well, no one is supposed to face any life backlist alone. Families, partners and friends also play a big role in helping men stay healthy. Partners can encourage one to go for regular checkups, to eat healthy, to exercise. You know, I know some people have joined a gym because they were invited by their partners. Okay.
Yeah.
And my families can normalize, you know, talking about health, conversations around the family about health, not just when something's wrong. It's been diagnosed with this or that. Friends also have a power to influence changing behavior. You know, instead of only talking about work, cars, and soccer, we can always check on each other's well-being. Okay. I think men feel if they feel that they are seen, they are supported, and they are understood, they are more likely to seek help early and speak up.
Mm. Yeah, thank you very much for that. Mm. Now, prostate cancer, it's something that people speak about it, but not as much as in Yizinto. So maybe I want us to speak about that, to touch on that, because it is a major concern amongst men. So maybe if we can touch on some of the key factors that people should be aware of when it comes to prostate cancer.
Well, first of all, it affects men. So it increases, the risk increases with age. So as you grow, you are more likely to develop. But typically over 40 years, that's where most people are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Mm. Also, if there's someone in a family who has been previously diagnosed, it's also related or associated with the poor or high fat diet and also a low physical activity. And also if there's imbalances in hormones, if there's also a history of chronic infection or inflammation, that also contributes to developing prostate cancer. On the other hand, we've got testicular cancer. This one only affects younger men, which are between 15 to 40 years. And other risk factors include the antecedent testicles. Sometimes at birth, the baby, the male baby is supposed to be checked if both testicles have descended. Okay. So if that is missed or for some reason it wasn't properly diagnosed, it can come back later and be a risk of testicular cancer. But the good news is that if it's detected early through self-examinations or medical screenings, the treatment is highly effective.
Wow. So maybe just to move on, maybe if we look at some of the lifestyle choices that we make, maybe what are the things that we can change? Maybe in the lespila ngayo, in the lessenza ngayo, that could somehow come back to us and maybe help us to live a healthier life, or maybe try and prevent the risk of having a prostate cancer.
Yeah, thank you. That's a very good question, my friend. I think prevention for any disease starts with how we live every day. It's not something that you pick and choose when you do it. So what we eat, how active are we in terms of exercising, can make a huge difference in our overall health. So that also includes severe diseases like prostate cancer. So if you speak of how we eat, we know that healthy diet, which is rich in fruits, vegetables, and grains, gives umzimba the proper nutrients that it needs to not only to sustain itself but also to fight some diseases. So you have ukudla. Unfortunately, lokho kuthandwa amadoda kakhulu, ukudla okunamafutha amaningi nenyama ebomvu, ikona obuyisa umngozi bezifo eziningi, including prostate cancer. So irregular exercise again plays a big role. It could be walking, jogging, or even playing some sports. Okay, that can help to control your weight, improve your blood flow, and also help to balance some hormones which they affect the overall health of the human body. So it's also important to advise that it's also important to drink enough water, get enough sleep, and also find means to manage stress, because your mental and physical health go hand in hand. So in order to have a healthy mind, you first need to have a healthy body.
Wow. Now, maybe before we wrap it up, maybe what are some of the common means, maybe among misconceptions that people have about men's health that maybe you would like to correct today and tell the listeners that no, that is not how it is?
Well, I think the first one will be the one that affects the overall health-seeking behavior of men, which is that real men don't get sick. Well, the truth is illness doesn't choose whether you're male or female. Okay, strong men are the ones who take responsibility. So, Esbila, I would think you'll be talking about emotions you've got the stigma that talking about emotions makes you weak. So, actually talking about how you feel, it shows that you're self-aware. It shows that you're courage, ukhuluma ngemizwa akusho ukuthi ubuthaka.
Yeah.
And I think finally will be, that any health issue is private. I know people tend to think anything that is health related is private. So, men must handle it themselves. No, they don't need to speak up. So I think we all need support.
I believe. Yeah. Now, before we let you go, maybe what message would you like to leave maybe to someone who is listening now about taking charge of their own health?
Well, for overall health, not specifically the topic for today, I think you shouldn't wait until something feels wrong, because if once you start feeling sick, it means the damage is already done. Prevention is key. So you need to know your body. You need to get screened. You need to maintain a healthy lifestyle by exercising frequently and, monitor your diet. I also need to, take care of your health. Taking care of your health is a sign of responsibility, not weakness. So from now on, my daughter, I would say, let's not only grow our mustache, let's grow our healthy habits, food.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you very much, Mr. Ate, for joining us. I know, you have a busy schedule. It's exam season, but you were able to squeeze it. Yeah, you were able to squeeze in and thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to have such conversations with you.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.